Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And John, you and I spoke a little bit about that presidential debate that took place on Friday, and I'm sure, just like everyone else who was listening to it, we heard some differences between John McCain and Barack Obama. But in Ontario, Canada, Professor David Skillicorn's computer at Queen's University, well, the computer was listening too, running an algorithm, he says, that was teasing out the spin in each of the candidates' responses. Let's listen to a section from each candidate.
We have to move swiftly, and we have to move wisely. And I've put forward a series of proposals that make sure that we protect taxpayers as we engage in this important rescue effort.
As President of the United States, I want to assure you, I've got a pen. This one's kind of old. I've got a pen, and I'm going to veto every single spending bill that comes across my desk.
Okay, so there you have it, a bit from Obama and a bit from McCain. Good morning, Professor. What's the difference there?
Good morning. Well, whenever a politician's trying to speak, he's trying to appeal to a wider group of people than currently support him. And that shows up in the language that he uses. So what Obama is doing there is trying to reach out to a very large group of people. But to do that, he uses language that's very dissociated from himself. Almost anyone could have said many of the things that he said, and you hear that in the we should do something about the problem or something should be done about the problem.
And this, describe your algorithm to us, what it's looking for, and then what the distinction is between the I and the we that you talk about related to Obama and McCain.
Well, it turns out that this kind of spin that politicians indulge in is really a sort of weaker form of deception. And so the model is looking for deceptiveness. And when people are deceptive, the way they use certain words changes, the frequencies change. And we have a great deal of trouble seeing that as humans because we can't accumulate how often somebody said this particular word very well. But if you run a software program over it that just counts those words, it becomes very obvious that there are significant differences between the different speeches.
So in the case of McCain, where he uses I've got a pen and I'm going to veto every single spending bill, how does the computer read that?
Well, whenever you say I a lot, you're really saying that whatever you're talking about connects to you as a person. And so that makes it very hard for you to present yourself in a way that's far from what you really are. Whereas when you say we a lot, you can present yourself as just about anything.
So this is interesting because it's all subjective, though. The I and the we suggesting that when someone uses we, that it's less concise than when somebody uses I. I mean, that's a subjective judgment, isn't it?
Well, no, this model's been developed empirically by looking at what happens when people are telling lies and then applying it as a sort of weaker form of that kind of modeling. So we do know that, for example, when people use I a lot, it's very hard for them to be deceptive when they do that. And also, it's a very lower status, open kind of thing to say.
Okay, David Skillicorn, thank you.
Thank you.
David Skillicorn is a computer science professor at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, with an algorithm that can tease out deception by presidential candidates.
Sounds like, according to the computer, Obama potentially is more deceptive by using more we words, but McCain has his own problems in that he makes claims that if people don't believe him, then they get a negative response from that.
So it's all in the eye of the beholder. This is what makes it all so interesting. 10
people
watch the
right
speech, yeah, and a computer, and you got 10 versions of what the speech was about, and then the computer's version of the speech.